My beloved hearts, I am Mary, the mother of all life, for I have become one with the flame of the divine mother that truly encompasses all life in the material world and all life in the spiritual realm. I come with a message of peace, of love, and of gratitude, for truly we, the ascended host, are grateful that you have come to be here with us. My beloved, it might seem as if we meet in strange places. In this place, in Sweden. But think about the conditions that Jesus and his disciples endured many years ago when they walked the dusty roads of ancient Palestine. Many Christians have grown up with a vastly distorted image of Jesus and his mission, thinking that there was great glory, fame, fortune, and that Jesus was treated as the celebrities you have today. But my beloved, the reality was far different. For Jesus did not stay long enough on earth to become a celebrity as you understand it today. He was not known beyond the borders of Palestine. And even within Palestine, he was not known by many people, nor was he revered as he is revered by Christians today. After all, he was born in a manger. And why was this so? It was to show human beings the all-important truth that it is not the way things appear to the outer senses or the outer mind that is important. What is important is what is not seen with the senses, but what can be felt and experienced in the heart. This, my beloved, is what counts. This is all that counts. And thus, we have always attempted to help the spiritual people see that it is not the outer appearances that are ultimately real, that the outer appearances are not permanent, and that they truly have no power over your mind unless you allow your minds to become identified with the outer conditions, even with the ego itself. So you see, the call for the spiritual people has always been to be spiritual regardless of the outer conditions they face in their personal lives or on the planet as a whole. The spiritual path, the true spiritual path, is not a matter of attaining outer fame or fortune or the status of a celebrity, as some church leaders and some preachers have indeed attained. We do not desire our true servants to be looked upon as celebrities or to be idolized. We do not desire our true servants to set themselves up as being above others. For what is the purpose? The purpose, the true purpose of all of our servants is to show people that there is more to life than the outer appearances, and that they do not need to be limited or held back by the material conditions they face, or even by the psychological conditions they face in their own minds, but that you can transcend these outer conditions no matter what they are, and you can become more, because the real you, what I have called the conscious you, is more than any outer conditions, more than the ego, more than the outer personality. You are not a human being. You are not a piece of living meat. You are a spark of the flame of God, an individual spirit spark who has the potential to become one with the all of God's being. And yet, you are in a physical body on earth. And so you face the challenge of balancing the knowledge that you are a spiritual being with the practical everyday reality that you all face on this planet. And this, my beloved, is a challenge that all of us who have descended to earth have faced. Jesus and I faced it, and we sometimes had as much difficulty as you have in balancing the daily reality with our spiritual vision and goals. My beloved, this is natural, and I do not desire to see you become frustrated and think that you should be more spiritual, that you should be doing this or doing that, so that you frustrate yourselves and get down on yourselves for not doing enough. For truly, we have done so ourselves. We have seen many other spiritual people do so. But in this age, the age of freedom, we desire to see many people rise above that sense that it is not enough, that you are not doing enough. For I tell you that if you are being who you are, then that is enough. For in being here below what you are above, even when you go about your daily activities, you can radiate the light, and it is truly the light that will make the greatest difference. I am not saying you should do nothing to expose the imperfections and the false beliefs on this planet. I am not saying you should do nothing about bringing peace. Nevertheless, it is a wise student who realizes that there is nothing you can do that will make the ultimate difference, because what will make the ultimate difference is being, allowing the light of God to flow through your lower being in all aspects of life. This is what will make the critical difference on earth. And so, we do not desire you to become frustrated and to come from this sense that I need to be doing more, so that you get yourself in a frame of mind where you feel like you are always running behind the train, and the train is driving away from the station, and you can never quite catch up. And then some people, towards the end of life, feel like now the platform they are running on is beginning to run out, and they still have not caught up to the train. And they become even more frustrated and try to run even faster. My beloved, if I could, I would see you free from that mindset, which is another subtle plot of the ego. The ego does not want you to discover the spiritual path, But when it cannot stop you from doing so, it will try to turn your spiritual path into a big frustration where you feel like you are always behind and it is never enough. So, my beloved, allow yourself to know, to realize that being is enough. And then focus on establishing that inner contact of being. Contact with your higher self. Contact with the ascended host, whomever is closest to your heart. And then let your doing flow from your centeredness in being. And that way your doing will be balanced. And thereby, it will not be you who is doing the work. It will be the Father within you, the God flame within you, who is doing the work. And thus you will know the truth, that with men it is impossible to create peace in the world. But with God, with your God flame, all things are indeed possible. And this is the key. This is a key that many spiritual people have not understood, but that we desire you to understand, that you may teach it and live it and demonstrate it to others. So I desire you who are here for this retreat to feel at peace about being here, to feel at peace about the entire experience. It is only 2 short days, but feel at peace. There is only so much time, but feel at peace about it. For I can assure you that we will bring you through the program that is necessary to invoke the light that we desire to see invoked over these next 2 days. My beloved, this event is the starting point of a new cycle for the continent of Europe, a new opening to a new awareness, a new release of light. And you will surely hear more about this from other masters. But I desire you to understand that this event came about because you were in tune with what the ascended host desired to see happen. Therefore, you are not behind. Do not feel like there is too much to do. Do not feel overwhelmed. For if you focus on being and leave the doing to us, then we will surely do through you when you are being at peace, when you are centered in the heart, and when you strive for that oneness that we saw at the class in Chicago and that we desire to see at every gathering. Thus my words are words of comfort. Words of peace. Focus on the peace in these next 2 days, and you will see a transformation in your own beings. And although you might not see it, I can assure you that there will be a transformation on this continent, where there has been so much war in the past, where so many major wars have started, where so much imperialism, colonialism has originated, that has spread war and unrest to almost every part of the globe. And thus, truly, Europe is an essential key to bringing about world peace. But it cannot happen until the dark energies that were produced by the first two world wars and so many other wars have been consumed by the flame of peace. For only then will the European nations and the European people be able and willing to look at their past. Only then will they be able to look at the past without being overwhelmed by the emotional pain of what happened. And only when they look at the past without the pain will they be able to analyze it and understand the thought process, even the events that led to war. And then they can free themselves from that mindset and then become a force for spreading the knowledge of peace, the reality of peace, the truth of peace throughout the corners of the globe. Truly, my beloved, as it is right now, the United States, which could have been and should have been the major force for world peace, is not capable of filling that role because it is still too stuck in black and white thinking. This is not only limited to the current administration, but even to a large portion of the people, which is why this administration was elected. And so you see in Europe a softening up of black and white thinking, which unfortunately at the current time has been replaced by gray thinking, as Jesus has explained. Yet we see the potential that Europe could move out of gray thinking more quickly than the United States can move through it. And thus it is our hope and our plan that there will be an awakening on the European continent whereby people will understand the reality of war, the psychology of war, and then say, enough is enough. We have seen two world wars start on this continent, and we know that the third time will not be the charm, and thus we are determined not to see another world war start on this continent. In fact, we are determined not to see it start anywhere, including the Middle East. This, my beloved, can indeed happen, and it can happen in time. And thus again, I say, be at peace, for it is by being at peace that you can be the open door for the light of peace to consume those energies that have been produced by the many wars on this continent. And that is the key to starting an upward cycle of a raising of the awareness that will lead to enlightened actions that are based on peace, based on bringing peace, rather than allowing the forces of war to continue to manipulate nations into conflicts that were never real conflicts and never had any meaning and never had any chance of being the war to end all wars, as some deceitful people labeled the Second World War. For truly, no war will ever end all wars. The only thing that can end all wars is that people refuse to fight, refuse to respond to violence with violence, and decide to turn the other cheek and to challenge those who encourage war wherever they are found. Thus, again, focus on being at peace and be of good cheer. For even by coming together, you have won a victory, and much more can be achieved. Thus I thank you until I shall speak again.